You're listening to 89.3 FM WNUR, where we will have plenty of time for comedy later. But right now, Mr. Johnny Dowd is here in our studios, getting ready to play. Airplay, of course, is the live performance show, and Mr. Dowd will be performing tonight at Lounge Axe, opening for Firewater. You can check him out there. He has a brand new album out on the local Checkered Pass label. We're very excited to have him here. He's in our studio with his full band. Let's check him out. This is Johnny Dowd.
All right. Oh, I wanted to say hello out there to all the people. I'm going to try to play a few tunes for you today off of the new album. Well, actually, these aren't on the album. This is going to be on the next album. It's a thing called God Created Woman. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Joseph. Meet me in the parking lot up on level three. There's something I must show you.
thing off the latest release, Wrong Side of Memphis, called First There Was a Funeral. One, two, one, two, one. Far Away Is Death, A Dialogue with a Horse. Whisper in the nag's ear what only the dumb brute could bear to hear. You're carrying a coffin. Whisper in the nag's ear. A sainted daughter dead, and her 3 days only wed. You're carrying a coffin. A sainted daughter dead. An unborn child and mother drowned cannot be buried on hallowed ground. You are carrying their coffin. Unblessed baby and mother drowned. Man is wicked, woman weak. In lust each other seek. You are carrying a coffin. Man so wicked and woman weak. Whisper in the nag's ear. Words only the dumb brute could bear to hear. You're carrying a coffin. Whisper in the nag's ear. Well, we're going to do a thing for you now called Heavenly Feast. Once again featured on the new Johnny Dad release. Wrong Side of Memphis on Checkered Path. Call me a doctor, call me a priest,
call me to supper, you promised me a heavenly feast.
Ain't I good enough?
Ain't I good enough? Ain't I good enough?
Memphis. Thank you. We've got a tune for you now. Once again, it's not on the album. What album, you say? As if anyone knows what the heck I'm talking about. It's a thing called Me and My Daughter Mary Lou. Or no, actually it's called Me and My Wife Mary Lou and My Daughter Jessie Mae. It goes something like this.
Baby.
Let's have a big hand for Josie Verlaine out there in Radio Land, tearing it up for you. Brian Wilson on drums, Mike Edmondson, of course, on keyboard. I'm Johnny Dowd. This is the Johnny Dowd Band. We'll be playing down at Lounge Axe with some great bands tonight. But before I get into that, I'd like to do another thing off the Wrong Side of Memphis album. This is a little thing I wrote, well, co-wrote with myself, actually, called Fort Worth, Texas. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas. 47 years ago, I spent 27 of those years as a free man, and I spent 20 of them on death row. I shot and I killed my girlfriend. Then I sat there and watched her die, and then I turned the gun on myself, but my aim was high. I think about her all night, and I dream about her all day, but I guess there's just not a price high enough for a sorry SOB like me to pay. Therefore, I won't ask God for forgiveness, because there's too many people that I still hate, but she wasn't one of them. And I realized that just a minute too late. I won't say I'm lonely, because I got too many voices talking in my head, and the one that I keep hearing most frequently says, "The girl you love is dead." Well, I'm going to die tomorrow. Of course, I'm terrified. I kind of wish both of us on that day had died. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to die in Tennessee. Put me in a pauper's grave. That'll be the end of me. All right, how many of you out there like country music? Well, if you do, you come to the wrong place today, because we're going to do a little soul tune for you called Mystery Woman. How many of you out there ever loved a woman? Oh, come on, admit it. Put your hands up. Oh, okay. How many ever loved a man? Well, then this is for you, Mystery Woman. Thank you. desperately in love with you. Going out to all my Checkered Past brethren, a little thing called John Deere Yeller. I'm hoping to get to the great Mr. Tom House might cover this tune someday, if he would. If he won't, well, I'll do it myself, darn it. Some of your influences. Well, really, I'm more literary than I am musical, so I'd say probably my earliest influence would be probably novels written by a great writer who's young people today don't seem to read as much as they did when I was young, called Albert Pace, and Trahan wrote a series of books on dogs, collie dogs, lad a dog, wolf a dog. And these dogs had characteristics that were mostly noble, more noble than the evil humans who surround them. They often would get lost and have to find their way back to their masters. So my songs I see as little morality plays along those lines. Musical influences? I have none. Not really. Well, maybe one. My mom. My mom and my dad both, because they weren't that musical, but they were both great dancers. In fact, I asked my mom, why did you marry Jack? Why did y'all get married? She said, he was really a good dancer. He was a great dancer. And that was enough in those days for a brief period of time. But I always want to say, ladies out there, that look deeper than that. Look deeper than that. Because you're not going to spend the rest of your life dancing. You know. On the other hand, that's probably as good a way as any to pick a husband. So take everything back. If I could now, I'm going to do a song by my favorite songwriter, Luke the Drifter, one of my favorites, a thing called Pictures from Life's Other Side. Gallery of pictures hang scenes that are painted from life. There are pictures of love and of passion. There are pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and a blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall. The saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. He draws his dead mother's ring from his finger, the one that he wore on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it, and then he bows his head in shame. And when they lifted his head, they found out he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Seen as that by the river of a heartbroken mother and babe, as the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast who no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. I said, help her, she weep. No one there to weep. That's just a picture from life's other side. Paint one more picture, one that you can hang on your wall, of a daughter's love and devotion. You know she came when her dear daddy called. You know the great speckled bird came on Wednesday, and death cannot be denied. Let's all shed a tear for a loved one so near. That's just a picture from life's other side. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's a watching and waiting all alone. She's just a longing to hear from a loved one so dear. Just a picture from life's other side. title, Hank Williams Tune, Pictures from Life Other Side, off the Loop the Drifter series. If I could take just a minute to read a letter only one more? Come on, do you want more than one? You want an encore? Let me hear it out there in radio land. Three more? All right, this little thing I wrote coming back from Texas called The Empty Belly of God. I want to dedicate this to my wife back home. This goes out to you, Kat. If her hands were claws and her mouth was a mighty yellow beak and her skin was black with feathers, she would be my wife. She would be my wife if she flew singing a grated, jagged song that took me to a place beyond hope. She would be my wife, broken by my carelessness, and I would be her lawful wedded husband. Empty belly of God. Okay, let's do one more tune for him. What do you want to do, Ben? Resistance? Okay. I'm going to do a tune for you now. It's probably my favorite song that we do. And this asks the question, we're at a university today, aren't we? And at the university, oftentimes I know you have, well, where I grew up was called pointy-headed intellectuals. I myself consider myself to be one in sort of a hee-haw fashion. So they asked the question, which comes first, existence or essence? I believe that's Heidegger that first raised that question. Or maybe it was Schopenhauer, Heinz, I don't know who the hell it was. But anyway, where I come from, they say it's a little different. They say, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Either way, any way you put it, though, it's love. That's the thing we're going to go out featuring now. Josie Verlaine, come on down to Lounge Acts tonight. There's going to be some great bands down there. Existence. Josie Verlaine on vocals. Mike the Beast Edmondson will be playing the keyboards. Brian Skills Wilson will be playing the tubs. I want to thank the Northwestern University people for having us. I hope we've entertained the folks out there in radio land. I hope we haven't offended anybody. I hope we brought a little peace and understanding into your lives. Ja.
You.